As summer switches into full effect, many Chinese people are looking for a good way to beat the heat. But some of these methods have sparked debate, as some of these people have been caught sleeping outside, packing in front of school libraries, and hanging out in local IKEA stores. So yeah, what's going on here?
It's because it is hot, baby. It is hot out there.
I'm feeling the heat.
I'm feeling it too, girl. And you know what? We think we have it bad in Beijing, but those who live in the southern regions, even Shanghai and Hangzhou, man, they're looking at 40 degrees Celsius for folks that don't use Celsius, 104 degrees Fahrenheit for 10 days straight.Here in Beijing, though, we're looking at an average of 35 over the past couple days, which still brings us to an upgraded orange alert, guys. The second highest. We're going to tell you why that is such a big deal. But first, we need to talk about how people are beating the heat. Yu Yang, can you fill me in?
Yeah. I'll start with the Zhengzhou College students.As temperatures rose above 30 degrees in Zhengzhou, Henan province, students formed a long line to enter their air-conditioned library. Many wanted to avoid heat stroke and were looking for a cool shelter as their dormitories do not have any electric fans or air conditioning. But as too many people were lining up to get in, some were injured when trying to enter the library, according to the media report, and concerns some minor injuries. Well, for this phenomenon, I can understand. The students don't have the fans or air conditioning. That's horrible. But what I can't understand is...those people who go to IKEA, IKEA, and to choose to sleep on the bed for a long time. Well, according to the photos of people, some photos, people using IKEA furniture for rest and relaxation. According to online captions, people were sleeping and using IKEA furniture.And to get out of the high temperature. And the photo range from people sleeping on couches as well as beds. Most pictures show these visitors making themselves at home. Come on, it's not your home. It's public space.
But Yu Yang, come on. You're walking through IKEA. They leave this furniture out just looking fabulous. And the air conditioning's comfortable. And you're like, man, I'm really, like, comfortable. And that bed just looks...really comfortable, and then you lay down. We've all done it. We've all wanted to try the furniture and ended up maybe passing out for a couple minutes.
Exactly. It's for the trial experience of potential
clients.
But you can't try it for the whole afternoon, right?
That's what I said when they were trying to kick me out. I was like, I'm just trying it. But you know what? About those Zhengzhou college students...I don't blame them. I think I'd be trying to set up a tent in that library and living in there because, I mean, we'll talk about it here in a little bit, but the heat really does take a toll on you mentally. In fact, at another university, the Luoyang Institute of Science and Technology, students were caught sleeping on the rooftops of their dormitory. Now, keep in mind, these were boys, but still, you know, they haveHigh temperatures there, no air conditioning, not even fans equipped to come with the room. So these boys are out sleeping on the roof in their shorts. But this made it very uncomfortable for the female peers. Both sides of the story here. But man, people are really wanting to get out of the heat. It must be bad. I think you just got to get out, obviously.
Yeah, I can kind of see that, but still at the expense of all girls. When you look out of the window, you see some half-naked guy and on the floor and with, like, ugly... Okay, that's not the point here, but the sheets wrapped over certain important private parts. It's just, it's not comfortable. It's not good. You can't, just achieve your own comfortable state at the expense of other people's comfortable state. You know, that's not good. But I do feel really bad for all college students in China, because I think we've talked about this before, that it's usually six people sharing the same dormitory, and everybody has very small space, and that little room does not have air conditioning, right? That is common in China, right, Yang?
I think so. Let me recall my school days, my campus days. In Shanghai, especially, the summer there is really hot. On average, 38 degrees Celsius is quite common. And you know, it is humid. And what's worse, there are no air conditioning in the dorm. And sometimes we are suffering so much. And we wanted to buy an air conditioner on our own expense, but the dorm management didn't allow us because the electricity is not that powerful. Yes, that's very common in Chinese dormitory, and I think the one netizen said, a school that does not have air conditioning is a backward school.
So yeah, it's put nicely, and also here I'm going to get a little agitated, I think. That is, when I see news all the time about all these big campuses and Chinese universities expanding, getting more investment, and becoming like huge and glorious places, apparently, and you can't even get your students' air conditioning in the dormitory, I think this should be the first criteria to look at to judge whether this university is good enough or not. I can't believe that even in the 21st century it's commonplace in Chinese universities that kids can't even enjoy aircon when it's like 40 degrees outside.
Well said, He Yang.
Thank you.
Yeah, girl. I totally agree. I think, you know, the education of students should be the school's number one priority, not expanding and controlling the world. But, you know, like, you know, basically making sure that these students can study comfortably, which is obviously not happening. And some of these students have to go do crazy stuff to beat the heat. But let's talk about the heat, guys. Okay, so I got some information so you can better understand how to deal with this. And the first thing I would like to talk about is how the human body works with its temperature. So your base body temperature is 37 degrees Celsius. Your body will always try to keep that temperature. It could go down 1 degree or up 1 degree. Those slight changes could be from environmental or working, but anything more than that should raise concern. So when the body starts warming up, people, there's like an internal thermostat in your body. Basically, what's going to happen is blood is going to start being pumped all around your skin to produce sweat, as I understand it. And so this sweat will cool you off. At the same time, though, folks, you know, if it gets too hot, A, sweat, you need water to generate more sweat. B, when blood's rushing to your skin, it's not rushing to your brain. It's not rushing to other parts of your body that a student might normally need. And you'll know that the heat is taking a toll on you if you notice yourself having increased irritability, loss of concentration, and ability to do mental tasks. And I would honestly say if you're feeling those things, avoid any skilled or manual labor, heavy working tasks.
Worse, the heat exposure can cause some illnesses, and the heat stroke is a very common one. Signs of heat stroke include body temperature often greater than 41. Ryan, you said normally it's around 37 and variation usually of less than 1 degree, right? But the heat stroke can suddenly increase the temperature to more than 41. That's terrible. And you get complete or partial loss of consciousness of people. And you know, sweating is not a good sign of heat stress, as there are two types of heat stroke. Classical, where there is little or no sweating, usually occurs in children, persons who are chronically ill, and the elderly. And there is another type of heat stroke where body temperature rises because of the strenuous exercise or work, and sweating is usually present. Heat stroke requires immediate first aid and medical attention. If you delay the treatment, it may result in death.
Yes. So now we're looking at an issue where students could possibly die but are definitely getting sick. I mean, this is a health concern now. If these students have no way, we've talked about some of the cities in the south, they're seeing 40 degrees, which is where a heat stroke would actually start happening. You know, this is a serious concern, and none of the dorms have this. So I can totally understand these people trying to get out of the heat because it's bad for your health.
Yeah, it's a really terrible situation, actually. It could turn into a worse one, and it's really important for everyone to drink lots of water. I know your mom says that to you all the time, but your mom is right. And also stay inside when it is super hot outside. That is probably after 10 to maybe 4 in the afternoon. Also, it depends on the situation in your local city. See, when the sun is out, try to stay inside and don't get yourself overly exposed to the sun. And I love it that there's so many WeChat listeners sending in anecdotes of them combating the heat when they were going to college back in the day. It is very comical, I think.
Yeah.
There is Duan Honglin saying that, well, you can tell she's a girl, first of all, and the way she dealt with the heat in dormitories was to sleep on the floor. Because girls don't really feel comfortable to actually go to the terrace and be in the open air and have other people to see them sleeping. That is weird. So they just sleep on the floor. And, oh, I feel so bad for Chinese students. That is the best solution we can come up with?
No, but that's such a smart solution for her. You are so smart. Because actually one of the things we will talk about here very soon is that heat rises, folks. So if you want to avoid the heat in your house, find the lowest point in Chicago. I know my dad's from there. To avoid the heat, they have basements like underground where it's so cold. And I was amazed at how effective, even in hot and humid weather, which is what Chicago has, how effective that is.
But one controversial point is that it might be too wet. You know, 湿气, that if it is too wet, I don't think it's very good for your health.
That is a good point, and we're getting into traditional Chinese medicine area here, and I don't have a solution to that. I hope one of our listeners can send in a solution or an explanation to what's best to do in that regard. And Yunggan de Shen Shen sends in multiple messages and says, we are finally going to get aircon in our college very soon. That is great news, Shanshan, but I don't know whether you mean in the dormitories or in public spaces on campus. That's kind of different. And she's also saying that our library is closed every noon and evening.
Oh,
so, yeah, I guess sneaky.
Yeah.
The library wants to save resources, I think. Yes, Ryan.
Well, you know, if your library's acting up like this, you should. Well, here's some tips to help you out. First of all, guys, and you might not want to hear this if you're kind of like me in the way of caffeine, but to better make sure you don't have this problem of dehydration and getting sick, avoid alcoholic beverages and caffeine. Remember, your body's natural AC is sweat. So these two beverages actually dehydrate you quite a bit, so you can't combat it. Also, never underestimate a good airflow and the correct usage of fans. Make a good airflow, and I promise it'll be better. And one that I was actually surprised about learning is, as someone who goes to the gym often, I eat a lot of protein in my meals. But I found out that eating large, protein-rich meals can increase your metabolic heat and in which case warm your body. So even protein in your diet attributes to you getting overheated.
Yes, and more water is definitely necessary here because you sweat a lot in summer. And He Yang has given you a very good suggestion. That is water, water, and water. And because thirst, you might get thirsty often during summer, that might be a symptom of the 脱水 dehydration.
That's really the golden rule everybody should always have in mind in summer particularly. And so many of our WeChat listeners are sending in so many messages. We are so lucky today. Everybody is just tuning in, it seems.
Yes,
and Bob, haven't seen you in a while. I'm glad he's made a return, and he is so funny. Bob, you're a funny man. He's sending in all these photos that comes from his personal collection as he's paid a visit to IKEA in Beijing last weekend, and he took so many photos of random strangers sleeping in beds, having a great time in armchairs and things, and they're all having a great time in the heat. And he also shares a slightly disgusting personal anecdote of what he's seen that, I'm just going to share it with everybody as well. So this little baby got tucked into bed without diapers, so it's kind of gross, and I think we should call out parents who do that in IKEAs. And yes, just have a little bit of consideration for other people and for your own self-image. Now you know that Bob could have caught you on camera. and so many of our other WeChat listeners are responding to Bob's photos. And yeah, it's great that everybody is having a great day. HFECIT is responding, and he is saying that for those college students, well, the terrace is a great place to sleep, and also on the corridor of these dorms. Mr. HF, I think you're making some pretty bad suggestions for people. What if other people step on these guys who are sleeping in the corridor?
Yeah, and you yourself might get hurt.
Yeah, you yourself might get hurt, and those are obviously some of the very serious things you should consider. Now I think we have a little bit of time to talk about guys who should be doing chores at home, because apparently, according to a recent study, if you do more housework, then it significantly reduces all-cause and cancer mortality to men. So, yeah, guys should do more housework, right? Tell me more about this.
I thought this research is done by women, but actually it is not.
Good, giving it a bit more credibility.
Yeah, and more objective. It's researchers from the Chinese University of Hong Kong studied physical activity in relation to all-cause and cancer mortality in a cohort of 4,000 community-dwelling elderly aged 65 and older. So for your better understanding, the all-cause mortality is the term used by disease-tracking scientists to refer to death from any cause. And the research found that the housework can reduce all-cause and cancer mortality in men. That is, doing heavy housework can be good for the men's longevity.
Okay, so what's heavy housework and what's light housework? Before, we go into the debate of it's good or not.
Well, so heavy housework would be hoovering, mopping the floor basically, cleaning windows, cars, moving furniture, gas cylinders. Light housework, dusting, washing dishes, washing clothes, ironing clothes, these kind of things. Now, I just want to say, I want to see these guys' credentials, because this is a travesty against all men out there, you know? I'm guessing you guys can understand where I'm coming from on this issue, this particular topic. Here's my spiel. I just think, you know, when you're in a relationship or a marriage, and I've said it before, you guys are on a team, and I think that is a healthy mindset, and I think in this particular scenario, we're finding that there's a particularly soothing thing that happens when you clean your house and it's relaxing and you feel like you're doing something for yourself and your wife is happy with you. And so that's a whole lot of stress out of your life when your wife is happy with you. So you just end up living longer, I think.
Ryan, Mr. Ryan Price, you do know the rule that happy wife, happy life, huh?
It's no truer words have ever been said. So I think, guys, you should definitely be helping with the heavy housework, moving stuff, come on. But at the same time, ladies, don't make your men do all the housework just saying, it's because I love you and I want you to live for so long.
Yeah, if you live longer, then, you know, the family will be happier. And if you chip in doing your mopping a little bit with me, then I think that is wonderful. Everybody is happy. The ultimate goal is keep everybody happy, and everybody gets to live longer. That's what I think.
Yeah, and men usually won't talk with each other about their troubles, while women always find a way to find someone to pull up their grievance. So this doing housework can help releasing pressure and good for them as psychological well-being.
Yes, and the reality is in China, usually it's the ladies that's doing the housework, and it's unfair for us. So guys, if you can just do a little bit, she will be happy. And our WeChat listener, Lü Yunzhao, says, you should just do it together. Everybody will be happy. And I can't agree with it more. That's all for today's roundtable.